This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. The Prime Minister said that Cyprus has been long a trusted partner of India.
साइप्रस लंबे समय से हमारा विश्वसनीय पार्टनर रहा है और भारत में यहाँ से उल्लेखनीय निवेश भी हुआ है. कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है. आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है, लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's historic visit to Cyprus, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in over two decades, has set the stage for a new era in bilateral ties. Addressing a business roundtable, the Prime Minister said the visit's very first event being an economic dialogue shows how central business and investment are to the Indian-Cyprus partnership. He highlighted India's rapid reforms over the past decade, from GST to digital payments, and invited Cypriot companies to invest in sectors like shipping, artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and fintech. Key outcomes included Cyprus joining India's UPI ecosystem, an MOU between NSE GIFT City and the Cyprus Stock Exchange, and a Cyprus-based fund committing over $100 million to India-focused investments. Rajadurai, Akashvani News from Cyprus.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia today. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of areas, including education, digital partnerships and regional security. Prime Minister Modi will conclude his Cyprus visit with an official lunch hosted in his honour at the Presidential Palace. From Cyprus, Mr. Modi will head to Kananaskis in Canada to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the upcoming 16th census of India with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The census will be conducted in two phases. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash will be held today afternoon in New Delhi. The committee will be chaired by the Union Home Secretary. The committee will submit its report within 3 months. The war between Iran and Israel enters in its fourth day of direct hostilities as international diplomatic activity is in full swing to prevent the conflict from engulfing broader West Asia. While ongoing military operations have killed dozens of people and caused widespread destruction, a complex matrix of behind-the-scenes negotiations is underway among world powers and regional actors desperately trying to contain the crisis. As per media reports, behind closed doors, Iran has approached Qatar and Oman requesting them to act as intermediaries with the United States to facilitate ceasefire negotiations, while Saudi Arabia is reportedly involved in diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed optimism about peace prospects, stating he anticipates a deal soon through ongoing calls and meetings to broker an agreement. Global oil prices rose in early Asian trading today following an escalation in the conflict between Israel and Iran over the weekend. The heightened tensions have raised concerns about a broader regional conflict that could widely disrupt oil exports from the Middle East. The gains came on top of a 7% rise on Friday. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened the new trading week on a cautious note amid the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. The Nifty index opened at 24,732, gained further momentum and was trading about 20 points higher in positive territory when the reports last came in. The Sensex followed a similar pattern, opening at 81,034, slightly lower than the previous session's open, but was also trading in the green a short while ago. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. The IMD said that Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Gujarat are expected to experience thunderstorms with gusty wind and lightning in the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.